And a few minutes now looking at this passage. So there's a book in the Bible called Matthew. Matthew is one of the books all about the life of Jesus. And this is a short passage from that book, Matthew chapter 7. And this is Jesus speaking. So I'm going to read this out for us, and then we're just going to spend a few minutes thinking about what this passage tells us about who God is and what he's like. So it says, "Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him?" So we're going to think about those good gifts that God gives to us. And Jesus uses these words, which I think are really helpful. But let's bring it into an example that we might be able to familiarize ourselves with. Children, imagine it's Sunday evening. You're just getting ready for school the next day. You're packing up your bag. You're putting all your bits in your pencil case and everything that you need. And your parents come to you and they ask you the question that you've been waiting for. What would you like in your packed lunch tomorrow? And you think for a minute, oh, so many things I could choose. But you're in the mood for a nice tuna sandwich. So you say, oh yeah, nice tuna sandwich, you know, a really nice bit of bread, a really nice bit of tuna in the middle. That would be lovely. And then school the next day, your belly's rumbling, lunchtime comes round, you open up your bag, you get your lunchbox out, really excited. You open it up, and instead of loaves, instead of two slices of bread, you've got two big rocks in there. And instead of tuna, where the tuna should be, you've got some worms or some snakes wriggling around in there. Now, hands up if you'd eat that still. Hands up if you think that's, yeah, no, it doesn't surprise me in some of you. Now, that wouldn't happen, would it? That would be really odd. That would be really strange. And that, you know, your parents aren't going to do that to you. And why is that? Because your parents know how to give you good things. They know what is good for you. They know what is right for you. And rocks and snakes is not good. And so that's what Jesus is saying here. Jesus is saying that if we, even though we are sinful people, know how to give good things to other people, then how much more is that true of God? God who is perfect. God in whom there is no sin, there is no flaws. God who is almighty and all-powerful and all-loving, how much more will he give good gifts to those who ask him? So we're going to just think about a few points really quickly. And the first one is simply that, as we've just said, God gives good gifts. He does that every single day. God is so generous. He gives us so many good things to enjoy. He's not a stingy God who just loves to hold things back from us. He's a God who blesses us abundantly. And at harvest time, we think particularly about the provision of food. As farmers gather in their crops, we give thanks for the food that God has given to us. But actually, there's so many good things in our lives that we could list off, and all of those things have been given to us by the God who loves us more than we can possibly understand. And so we can have complete confidence that if we continue to look to him, continue to trust in him day by day, he will give us all the good things that we need. He invites us, in that passage we read, he invites us to come to him, to ask him and to trust him, and he will provide for us. But of course, that doesn't mean that God is just going to give us every single thing that we ask him for, because our second point is God gives the right gifts. And that is because he knows us better than even we know ourselves. And so it might be that sometimes we ask for something from God and he doesn't give it to us. And we can trust in those situations that God knows what is best for us and that he will continue to provide everything that we need. This is Woody. Now, to look at that photo, you'd think butter wouldn't melt. Now, you know, come round to our house and you'll see. But this is Woody. He's our two-year-old Cocker Spaniel. He's got more energy than anyone could deal with. But Woody will often just come and sit by your feet when you've got food. So anytime, you know, we might be eating our dinner or you're prepping some food in the kitchen, you can guarantee that Woody's under your feet, or, you know, he's somewhere in the nearby vicinity. And then eventually he'll look at you, those puppy dog eyes, and the paw will come up as if to say, how could you possibly not give me some of what you've got there? Now, the thing with Woody is, he will do that irrelevant of what food you have with you at the time. And obviously, there are some things that dogs should not have. Chocolate, for example. But if you've got chocolate, Woody's not fussy. He's going to be sat there asking for the chocolate anyway. Now, if Woody comes up to me, gives me the eyes, and puts his paw up when I've got chocolate, am I going to give him the chocolate? No, of course I'm not going to give him the chocolate, because I know that that is not good for him. That is not right for Woody to have. And that's the same with God. God knows what is good and right for us. And so when he gives us good gifts, he gives us the right gifts as well. We can trust him completely that he, although he won't give us everything that we possibly ask for, he will give us what we need. He will provide for us. God gives to us so generously with so many things. And the response that we are called to is to give him thanks, to praise him, to thank him for all that he gives to us and all that he has done for us. We're not singing the song today, "We plough the fields and scatter." Sorry for any "We plough the fields" fans in the room. But the line in the chorus says, all good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. So thank the Lord, oh thank the Lord, for all his love. That's what we're called to do. Because of the good things God gives us, we're called to thank him. So what I'm going to do just now is I'm going to leave 20 seconds, 30 seconds, just for you to think of something that you are thankful for. What are you thankful for? What good gift this week are you thankful to God for? Just have a little think, and then in just a moment I'm going to say a prayer and just give thanks for all of these things. So just take a moment and just have a think. What are you thankful to God for? Father, you give so many good gifts. You provide for us so generously. And Father, we just want to stop and say thank you to you, that you are a God who gives good gifts. Father, thank you for that, and thank you that we can celebrate that at harvest time today. And Father, as we celebrate harvest, we pray too for all the food that we've gathered in that will be sent out to this town. Lord, we pray that that food would make its way to homes where it will be a blessing to those people. And Lord, we pray that through a small act of love shown through a food parcel, people might see something of your love for them. So Lord, thank you for the food that has been generously offered today. Would you use it to be a blessing, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, God gives good gifts. God gives the right gifts. And then lastly, as we celebrate baptism today, we can know that God has given the greatest gift. He offers us the greatest gift. Now, I wonder if you've ever been in a situation on your birthday or at Christmas where, you know, you've got a few gifts there, but you want to ask that question, which is my main present? Which is my main present? You know, it's all well and good that there's a few there, but which is my main one? I'm sure we've all asked that at different points in our life. Now, out of all the good gifts that God gives to us, the greatest gift that he offers us is new life through his Son, the Lord Jesus. God puts his Spirit into us, and the Spirit is like a seed that grows and produces fruit. That new life that God gives us, it grows inside of us. And that is the gift that God gives. As we put our trust in Jesus, he gives us the gift of new life. Jesus came to show God's goodness and generosity fully. He came to show God's love in all of its fullness as he laid down his life, dying for us, taking the punishment for our sin, our rejection of God. Jesus took that upon himself as he died. But God raised him back to new life. And that new life that Jesus has, God offers it to us as well. And the new life that God gives is, it's not boring or restrictive life. Jesus says it's life to the full, life in all of its fullness. That's what God wants to give to us, living life the way that we were made to live. That is the new life that God gives to us. And that is the new life that Tammy is declaring today, that she has found in Jesus. There's a verse in the book of the Bible called Acts. Acts 2:38 says, "Repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." God's Holy Spirit is the one who makes his new life in our hearts a reality. So as we celebrate with Tammy and as we rejoice in God's new life that he offers to us, the question that we all need to ask ourselves is, have you asked for that gift? And have you received that gift for yourself? Tom mentioned this earlier, but maybe you have received that gift and you do know the new life that comes through Jesus, but you've not yet declared that in baptism. Come and speak to somebody you know from the church. Baptism is part of that process of growing in Christ. And so if you're following Jesus, baptism is such a good thing to be considering. So please do consider that if you know new life in Jesus already. Or maybe you've never made that decision. Maybe you don't know the joy of the life that comes through Jesus Christ. Jesus tells us in the passage, if we ask, we will receive. If we seek, we will find. If we knock, the door will be opened. When we turn to God, trusting in Jesus, asking him for that new life, that gift, he will never turn us away. He will give us his Spirit, which brings life that goes on forever. That's an offer that's available to all of us. So maybe if that's you, if you're thinking, yeah, I want to know more about this Jesus, then again, speak to somebody. Come and speak to myself or someone that you know from the church. Would love to give you a Bible to take home so you can find out more about this guy, Jesus, and the new life that he offers. Or you can come and pray with the prayer team at the end of the service today. If you want to make that decision today, you can do it today to say, yeah, I want that new life that Jesus is offering to me. But Jesus promises in the passage, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? The greatest gift of all is being offered to us. So will you ask for it? And will you receive it? Let's pray together. Father, we give you thanks that you have sent your Son, Jesus, to take the punishment for sin, so that when we turn from our sin and turn towards you, you forgive us and you save us and you give us new life that goes on forever. Father, thank you that Tammy is declaring that truth for herself today. I pray for all of us here that you would make that truth a reality in our hearts, whether we know you already or not. Would you bring us joy that comes from the new life that Jesus brings to us? In Jesus' name.